How many plays did you have? 400 and...
That was not real.
750.
Yeah, 700 something.
Like two plays a day.
Every night before bed, every morning when I wake up. Morning when I wake up, every night before bed, I'm fiending. Except on Sundays.
Yeah.
It's my day off.
That's so funny. I saw that and I didn't really think about it. I thought it was 400 something. Wow.
I wanted to make it outlandish enough to where you think this is insane,
yeah.
But low enough to where it's like, did he?
Did he? What? Did he?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Those are some Diddy numbers.
Hilarious. A lot of people ask, is it real?
What'd you say?
What do you think?
It's real. What do you think? If you believe it's real.
If you believe it's
real. Who asked you?
Bryson asked. Let's see. Bryson. A few others.
Who shall remain nameless?
I posted mine, dude. My Wrapped. And
get out of here.
Oh my gosh.
Clementine, what are you doing?
You're so clicky.
It's like a window into your soul. I just can't believe. I'm so impressed by your music taste. That's what everyone said.
They're so impressed?
I was like, oh my gosh, guys. Seriously?
They think something was wrong with you?
No, they were impressed.
They were impressed.
Yeah, why are they impressed? What makes a music impressive?
Well, my music wasn't like everybody else's. It was unique, and you had some different genres.
You had some Zach Bryan in there. Yeah. Nobody else has Zach Bryan in their top artists.
Nobody also has what's his face?
Drake.
Yeah. No, who's the famous kid?
Mason Ramsey.
No, the one he went and saw in concert.
Noah Kahan?
Yeah.
He's like 35.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about like a little kid or something.
Benson Boone, how old is he?
I don't know.
He's a kid, yeah.
He was not in my rap.
Yeah. Well, it's like those two guys are like the same to me.
I don't think I played one Benson Boone song all year.
I played one of his songs like a long time ago before he was famous.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Ghost Town one, discovered that one early.
Oh, wow.
What's not that
good? No, Ghost Town is Kanye's album.
You were riding the Benson Boone train long before it pulled out of the station.
Gay.
I was a Booner way before everybody else.
Oh, yeah, dude. 100%.
That's what he should call his fans.
Yeah.
I saw something that he had auditioned for American Idol a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's
not good enough.
He's like, one day I just started singing and I just figured out I could sing.
And I just never stopped.
Yeah.
Until I got here.
And I just never stopped.
Like, oh my gosh, please.
Yeah.
Would you please, though?
It's like, well, I was going to go in a different direction with that, but. Yeah, that's so terrible. Please shut up.
Gavin,
don't want to hear it anymore.
Gavin, what are you on about?
I'm on about these terrible drinks that have been having lately.
Drinks?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anything that's not water. It's just terrible.
What's that about? What's that mean?
Nothing.
All right.
I just didn't have enough water today. I didn't have any water until I came here.
Really? Yeah, I notice that sometimes I'll go a while and
it's always in the winter too.
Okay.
No, seriously. Whenever it's winter time, you don't drink as much water.
He's actually being serious.
Like that clip of the DJ Khaled, and he's like, "The issue is I could eat five of these. No, on everything I love, on everything I love, I could eat five of these burgers. That's the issue."
I've seen that.
He's like, "No, on everything I love," and everyone's like, "Yeah, we believe you, DJ Khaled."
I know.
You didn't have to prove it to us.
I could do it.
Yeah.
No, Cat.
Hey. Tell him to bring out the whole ocean.
Our producer is going rogue.
She's trying to cut up cords.
Stop.
Hey.
Grab Scruffer. Scruff him up.
Scruffer.
I can't reach her.
Scruff him.
Dude, yeah.
Gosh, she's just getting on one about cords.
I have to shut her out of my room at night.
Yeah.
She keeps nipping at my toes and like licking my toes and stuff.
You have to discipline her. How do you discipline a cat?
You keep her out of your room?
Spankings.
Yeah. Or is like,
can she come over? Can she stay the night sometime?
She can stay the night
at our
house.
You ever need a babysitter?
Yeah.
Are you going to take her on Christmas vacation?
Oh, that could be fun. No, I don't think so. I think she needs to get acclimated. I've been running into an issue though with her is I think I feed her too much food.
Ow!
Not enough. She's really hungry still.
Yeah, she's so hungry. She wants to eat everything. Hard.
I think I feed her too much food because sometimes I'll walk into where her litter box is right after I've cleaned it out. And it's
poop everywhere.
Filled to the brim. Much. Poop everywhere. And I do just let her have unlimited access to food. So that's probably not even that what you're supposed to do.
She's probably got to learn.
I have an automatic feeder. She just doesn't have portion control.
Yeah, the projects where she grew up, the government housing,
she's a little bit gluttonous, so we're going to have to teach her some self-discipline.
Yeah, she's going to claw all your furniture.
Nah, I'm not really worried about that.
Wow, dang, she's going to bite all your friends.
There's nothing really to do about that, clawing furniture. Because I can't declaw her.
Yeah, I hear that's inhumane.
Yeah, that's what the lady was lecturing me
about. Yeah, our cats weren't declawed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they just happened to lose them.
We just took them.
Yeah, you can.
They weren't declawed.
You can like
trim them. They were not.
No. You can like trim them. I know that you can.
No, they weren't.
They were. Hey, they were.
Yeah, she's gotten a little more hyper. I've noticed.
They weren't declawed. She was born like that.
Really?
Yeah, she's getting more comfortable with the environment and starting to explore her, you know, urges and everything.
Just wants to put everything in her mouth, just like Parker.
Yeah. Exactly like Parker. I don't know when she's going to be full grown.
Yeah, I expected to show up and she's like much bigger, but she's not.
No, she's going to stay the same size. Cats grow slower than you'd think. She's like 3 months, 3.5 months old.
Oh, wow.
And she's like half of her full size.
Gosh, that's so cute though. That's
I
so
know. Cute.
We got a message right before this when I posted that video of her sitting in the little wrapped up cord. And it was from a listener. She was like, "You guys used to be so anti-cat. Now you love cats," which I don't remember that.
Is that true? Were we like that?
I can see us saying something like, gosh, cats are just the worst.
Yeah, that's true.
They're just so annoying or not annoying or they don't do anything or what, or they're just bad.
I never spoke ill of Paisley though.
No.
Yeah, Paisley was chill.
All the cats I've had are great. It's usually other people's cats.
Yeah, that's true. Undisciplined. My cat would never be undisciplined. He's like undoing Gavin's microphone stand.
As we speak. Her undisciplined self.
She'll be okay. Yay. Wow, you did gain some weight. Check that out.
Oh, dude. I guess Haley's been coming over here while I'm at work and like playing with the cat or whatever. Like playing sometimes she'll get off at 11:30.
Brush her, paint her nails and stuff.
she said that like she was laying on the couch when she got home and she like went to grab the cat and like grabbed it by its stomach and she just felt it like deflate and just like as soon as she grabbed it and she lifted her up and she pooped on the couch or like this on couch? The floor. No, she's like hanging off the arm of the couch and like when she picked her up, she's like,
oh man. So. Yeah, you might be feeding her too much.
Yeah, I think she's literally filled to the brim. She's like, so I'll have to figure that out. I'm just gonna have to feed her once in the morning, once at night.
Yeah, there's no room.
That's what I heard Isaiah does or something. Haley said she was having a conversation with us at work with Isaiah. Does he have a cat?
Or something? Oh, they do have a cat.
Yeah, they have like multiple cats, I feel. Mm. And he said that they feed them once in the morning, once at night.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And Paisley,
our cats were outside. They just usually fill up their bowl. I mean, whenever it was empty. Didn't really. But they didn't. They were just kind of roamers.
Yeah, they're just cats.
We didn't see them every day.
To find a mouse or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very spoiled.
That's disgusting, though.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I would have thrown up.
Yeah.
I would have thrown up everywhere. I should have been here.
I should have been.
Ugh, so nasty. But yeah, other than that, the cats are wonderful. Good species. And they have more personality than you would expect.
Yeah, you know,
it's
so
like
young.
All cats are the same. That was my preconceived notion.
Yeah.
All cats are the same, kind of losers usually, but.
Kind of. I mean, they all have attitudes. I think they own the joint.
I don't know. She has a pretty good attitude, I feel like. She only poops when we squeeze her.
That's the kind of attitude I'm looking for. Yeah.
It sounds like a metaphor for something.
Oh, don't hug me too tight. I'm going to poop.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
I only poop if you squeeze me.
She only poops when you squeeze her.
Let's see. Get on the list. What are kids asking Santa for this year? Everyone comment down below.
Everybody...
comment. If your kids, if you guys are kids, go ahead and comment down below what you got.
Except I, on all of our YouTube videos, when you're making it, it's like, you can click, is this for kids? Yes or no? I think if you click yes, I don't really know what it does, but I'm so afraid that if I click yes, that it is for kids.
It'll only be for kids?
No, that we'll get like...
more views.
No, we'll get flagged or something if we say crap or whatever, but we said it's for kids.
No way.
They like kids watch...
Tyson
stuff. Yeah, that's true. The Rizzler and stuff.
The Rizzler.
Well, that's right. Every time. No, it's not for kids. Every time.
Really?
Yeah.
We're like the most kid-friendly podcast of all time.
I don't know, man. I don't know what their standard is. Maybe I need to look into it.
Yeah, look into it or something.
Figure out what happens if I say it's for kids.
Maybe try it. And kids are the ones watching YouTube.
There's like different standards, different content guidelines for kids. And I'm like, I don't.
No, definitely say yes.
Dang.
I think that would be like no cussing. Yeah. Within the first this many minutes.
And we don't cuss until at least 10 minutes in.
After 10 minutes, you can cuss up a storm and it doesn't matter.
Cuss up a storm.
That is a real thing, though. Yeah, in the first minute.
Algorithm if you cuss.
You can't cuss in the first minute. Or like certain things shouldn't talk about. Shouldn't talk about death. Shouldn't talk about whatever in the first minute.
Oh, and we're cooked. Oh, we're 11 minutes. Okay, we're good.
We're good.
Boise State won the Mountain West Conference. You guys, we're not going to talk about football.
Good for them. Okay, one football thing I got to talk about. No, it's not like... analyzing the Ducks or talking about how good the Ducks are, how they're number one, and
we're
how they're
in the Big Ten championship. And neither are the listeners, right, guys?
But it's there was this player that got ejected for his hit on Trevor Lawrence the other week.
Yeah.
All right.
And then he posted an apology. What?
I'm listening.
Yeah, he posted an apology, and it just said, to Trevor, I'm sincerely sorry for what ended up happening.
Well, that's crazy. I went
straight to the comments expecting everyone to be like, what the heck kind of apology is that? But they're like, wow, it's a grown man, you know, taking ownership of his actions and apologizing.
No, it's not.
That's not what he did.
I'm so sorry for how that made you feel when I smashed your face into the dirt.
Didn't even apologize. I'm sorry for what ended up happening when I thrusted my body full force into your cranium.
Yeah.
And whipped it back and buried it in the ground.
When I face throttled your defenseless body, I'm so sorry for what ended up happening.
I mean, it just happened. There's nothing we can do. I'm really sorry that ended up happening to you.
Hey, everything happens for a reason, Trevor.
But he only got like a 3-game suspension. And I saw this post. It turns out he's probably one of the dirtiest players in the league right now.
Yeah, repeat defender, dude. He always goes after people.
Attacking people. Watch this. Oh.
Criminal charge. I say we charge him for attempted murder.
Yeah.
Take him to trial. Dang, dude. Dang, you love that video.
You send that to yourself?
I don't know. The cat is trying to...
It's running across your keyboard. Oh, no. I slid into...
There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
So first, it's a sack on Tom Brady where he grabs him by the throat. And then Tom Brady goes to the ref saying, he grabbed my throat.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm down with that one.
Just blows up Caleb Williams. That one didn't look that bad.
Oh, I thought that was Patrick Mahomes. Never mind. I'm not a fan.
This is why I ended up in the compilation. Yeah, face punches a Bears player.
That's actually a sick Bears uniform.
The person that punches the other person in the face mask never wins.
And then this guy is way out of bounds. And he
see how thick the out of bounds line is?
Then that was the hit.
He like
Trevor
grits
Lawrence.
His teeth like, oh, and just tries to kill him. Yeah, what an idiot, dude.
How is he... And also, look, he's on...
As soon as a quarterback starts their slide, you got to lay off him. And he
right here. Now.
Boom.
Wicked.
And also, he totally could have
also, from
back.
That angle, it looks like he's much closer than he is. He had a good ways.
Yeah, for real.
I love... I think ever since that guy for the Chargers came to back up Justin Herbert, all the offensive linemen... kind of been stepping up their game.
Well, that's been since the beginning of time. They always do that.
I know, but I feel like it's been...
protect your QB.
It's been more heavily covered by...
I don't think so.
By the internet, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I think you're full of crap. You know what? I shouldn't have said that.
Oh.
Not for kids.
What do you... pull? Yeah, sorry, guys.
Kids are asking for crap for Christmas. Okay. They're asking
for
Riz.
Yeah, what do you think they're asking for? Yeah.
Skill. They want skills.
The huzz. Can I get some huzz in my stocking?
They're like, what is it? Santa's like, what does that mean?
It's like the most boomer. Kids these days, all they want is TikTok reels in their stockings.
They just want the huzz and
what do they want?
Riz.
Skibbity toilet in there?
What? They want no more phantom tax?
That's what they want.
Oh, you want us to take away phantom tax for Christmas?
All right.
Yeah, I'm not a miracle worker.
Idiots.
Jeez. I saw a skibbity toilet at Target.
Yeah, so did I.
What? I wanted to burn.
I have, for the life of this whole meme, never known what skibbity toilet is in reference to.
No.
It's like a video that went viral or something.
I think it might have been a game.
Really?
I don't know, though.
I don't know. I just saw some meme that it was the Skittles logo. They had SK circled. Then
Skittily toilet.
And then Skippy. The BE was some other brand.
The BE movie?
And then DI for Disney. The beginning of Disney.
Oh.
They're like, we should have known the entire
conspiracy.
Time. Yeah. Skibbity.
Did you hear Timothy? Another football thing.
Timothy Chalamet's on game day.
Timothy Chalamet's on game day.
That's weird.
Everybody's saying he either has an insane amount of ball knowledge.
I don't.
That he has for sure.
You know what? I believe that actually.
Maybe he does.
Well, but the reason I brought it up is because they're saying it's because he has that movie coming out where he plays Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Is that
the
movie?
Just want to promote it.
Yeah. And ESPN is owned by Disney. And so they're saying that.
Oh, that's why they got him?
That they're putting him on there to promote his movie coming out. Is that Bob Dylan that he's?
I believe so.
It's some artist that he's doing. Like,
yeah, that's because we saw that trailer.
Yeah. And then we looked it up who it was for.
And Bob we're like, Dylan. Oh, Bob Dylan.
Yeah, ain't nobody know about Bob Dylan. No. But yeah, which is kind of dumb. I mean, what does Timothy Chalamet from New York know about SEC football? That'd be pretty awesome if he was just like
a huge fan.
Elite ball knowledge. Yeah. Timothy knows ball.
Timothy ball knowledge off the charts.
Timothy Chalaball.
They're going to change his name.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalaball's knowledge.
Today I had to run to Home Depot to get a few things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I work on bathrooms and do bathroom remodeling. So what comes along with that is you don't have a bathroom to use at the job because you have torn it up.
Decimated.
Oh my gosh.
The existing bathroom.
Demolished it.
Are you saying you pooped in it and everywhere?
No, you just actually take the toilet off the ground.
It's all these renovating terms that people use when they do a big job in the bathroom. Yeah. Also a big job. We got a big bathroom job coming up.
I'm gonna renovate this toilet.
You can better totally go renovate the bathroom.
Yeah. But you know,
to go regrout the tile in the bathroom. Oh my god.
There's a job I was doing in Tyler, so an hour from here. And it was like the last night I was on the job. Okay, 2 weeks straight. You were making the same face.
We started making that face at the same time for no reason.
We're just dissociating all of a sudden.
Sorry, Gavin.
It's okay.
I respect you.
Respect me. Okay, respect this story.
I know you were going to Tyler. That's all I know.
I was going to Tyler, and I was working until probably 10 o'clock every night. And I needed to go to the bathroom. I was like, okay, it's late. It's late at night at Lowe's. I'll just swing by real quick. I got to grab some stuff for tomorrow and I'll just use the bathroom. It'll just be, you know, nice and easy, peaceful. Nobody's going to be in there.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I go into the bathroom doing my business and their guys love to make the most insane noises in public restrooms.
What?
When they're going pee, they unzip and
it's the old dudes.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, for real. They have no awareness of what's happening.
It's like I understand the relief that maybe you're getting at some points, but it is the most insane grunts ever. I'm like, you did not have to pee that bad. It's like they were using everything and every last breath to hold it in, like it's not even just the one time.
Do you ever go into like walking?
It's like Elf when he's describing the strange noise coming from the window.
Oh yeah. What was the elementary school reference you were making? Like, did you have anything?
Yeah, I actually had one in mind.
Was it like a personal experience or was it like
No, it wasn't. It was like a viral video.
Oh.
That's so funny.
Oh, the girl that's like, I want to be pregnant.
She walks up to the mic.
Yes.
Okay. I want to be pregnant. And everyone's like, ah.
I don't know how Gavin was like that.
Well, Gavin
Because he was exactly being a girl.
Women want to be pregnant sometimes.
What? Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
That's funny.
You ever walk into a bathroom and you see someone just like camped out at the urinal? They've been there for a while.
Yeah.
You go in, you pee, you wash your hands, everything. You're getting ready to leave. They're still there. Do you ever worry for those guys? Do you ever encounter that situation?
I don't know if I've encountered this.
Camping at the urinal.
Not camping out, but crazy. It's like
they got their phone propped up on top. They're like watching Netflix, like scrolling. Oh, I need a new show. This episode just ended.
No, somehow you go in there, you pee, you do everything while they're still at like step two.
Oh my gosh.
Dang. Yeah, I've had that happen before.
Oh, her door's shut.
Oh my gosh.
I had this.
Queen. What a diva.
But the experience I had at Lowe's. My goodness, Clementine, chill. You know we're recording right now. But at Lowe's, that's what I was saying. I went to the bathroom. And of course, right when I sit down, somebody else comes into the stall right next to me.
Terrible.
And they're not in a good place. Okay.
Why does that always happen in public bathrooms?
I don't know.
In Lowe's bathroom?
Everyone's got IBS in the hardware store bathrooms.
And this guy is fighting demons in the stall next to me. And it's so uncomfortably loud that I put in an AirPod and just like start scrolling reels with the volume very loud so that I don't have to hear what he's
You should have just scrolled reels with no AirPods.
No, dude. I needed to like put on noise canceling. It was so loud. And I was just like, and that's not the first time that's happened. I think
there was one time you and I were, when you worked at LBS, we were going to some hardware store. We had to use the bathroom.
You both had to use the bathroom?
Yeah, we had been probably at the same house all day, and then we were leaving.
I just had to pee so bad.
Whatever store. But we were in there, and somebody's just grunting and groaning in the stall. Cannot get their life together. Gavin and I are just trying not to bust up laughing.
I've never felt the need to make any noise, no matter what I'm doing on the
Even
bathroom.
When you're at home, like by yourself.
Yeah, no reason.
Yeah, it's not understand. Like you're sitting on the pot and you're like,
that's the point where you just take every item of clothing off.
Oh, yeah. That's why they have grab bars in those stalls. Yeah. It's not for assistance getting not up. It's why you're sitting there.
Yeah. What do you think? What's the policy about non-handicaps using the handicap stall? Do you think that's okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or when is it appropriate?
When the stall is open.
All times?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so too.
How... Just handicaps need a bigger stall? Just handicap people? I think a lot of people could use a bigger stall. The stalls are pretty small to begin with.
But I've seen videos before where someone's
that's
like,
not
leave
real.
The handicap leave the handicap stall for the handicap person. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Oh.
It's like it's either I'm waiting. If every stall is taken except for the handicap one, I just have to wait now and hope somebody rolls in here.
Yeah, and hope some idiot rolls in.
Like what? It. Or crutches on in here, hobbles, whatever they got to do to get in there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's going to take, like, I'll be in and out.
It's not like they're standing there waiting.
They're not going to be there. If you cut in front of a handicapped person
that's great.
To get into the stall,
they
that's
have a comfortable
insane.
Seat.
I did see a video once of, like, a guy that I follow on Instagram. He was sitting in a handicapped stall, and he was like, it was like,
oh, yeah.
Captioned, like, worst case scenario. And there was, like, two wheelchairs lined up outside the handicapped stall.
Like, it makes me think there's no way that's real.
Oh man.
And he just ruined.
Yeah, nice Gavin. Thanks.
You suspended all disbelief and then you just brought it right back in.
Gosh. What if the retirement home was on, you know, vacation or whatever?
True.
Yeah, on a field trip.
You can go through Home Depot.
Oh yeah.
And
what
check
are you guys'
out?
End of life plans? You ever thought about that? What do you want to do? Where do you want to die, basically?
Dream where death. Do I want to die or where do I want to
live?
Spend your last days.
That's
live
good.
For the last time. Mm-hmm.
Where?
I don't want to be put in a home. My parents are.
There's this old guy in our family and we put him in a home. He hated it.
Oh, so funny. No.
No. My parents are up at a Christmas light things in Jefferson, and my wife text.
How did she get that video?
She was there.
Oh,
I didn't know mom and dad were going, but she texted this video and was like, "Oh, they're checking out their new home for when they have grandkids or something, where the grandkids can come visit them." And I was like, "Oh, so they're like, I didn't know it was time for us to admit them to an old folks home." And she's like, "Oh yeah, my mom said something that did not make any sense." So we're like, "Oh, we better hurry up and put her in there." But I was thinking about it, and it was kind of making me sad. I was like, "I don't think I want to have to put my parents in an old person home. I would just like build a house that they could come live in."
Dude, I heard that they love it though.
No, I don't. Some think
of
them, so.
Not if it's so such an old person home where it's like hospice basically, and you got to be taken care of. But like a retirement community where everyone just drives golf carts around and plays pickleball and stuff.
No, that's like a nice neighborhood. Or like, yeah, like a retirement community. But like if it's like a one building, I'm thinking like big cafeteria.
Yeah, that's true. That's cool.
Common areas. It's
like, yeah, right. And then it's basically like camp.
It's like dorms. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to camp where there's no fun activities.
Yeah.
Well, there's no water slides. Maybe there are, but it's not. It doesn't go well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Water slides.
I probably want to be remodeling. I don't know. I don't know who's going to be alive. It depends on who's alive.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
Everyone else is dead, I'm the last one standing, family-wise, not like the whole world. But like if all my family's dead, if anything happened and my family died, all of them at once, I was like, they were all coming to see me in a plane and the plane crashed and I'm just go up in the mountains.
Is that where, like, where they were flying?
Get a cabin somewhere and then just live it out until I die, maybe fighting a bear or whatever.
Yeah, you were fishing and the bear snuck up on you.
Then. Yeah, what are you going to do? I still put up
fight. They're sneaky.
Yeah, come on.
Take out your Wolverine claws.
I look like a delicious salmon out there on the rocks.
You sunbathing?
Yeah.
You're so somber.
No, fishing, but you know how it gets.
Yeah.
But yeah, if all my family was still alive, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be so old that I can't have my wits about me, and like I don't want to be like
Joe Biden,
right? I still want to be present of mind, still cracking jokes as I go. I think it'd be fun to crack some jokes as I go.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
As like you're dying.
Fake die.
Yeah,
come back.
Just be able to make light of death in front of all my family.
Yeah,
like, oh, like, you know what? Bad. Maybe it's not that bad. Maybe we're just gonna see him later, and then I die, and then I come back because I was fake dead, and then I actually die.
Yeah. Oh, and then your like, last words, which. See you later.
Yeah.
See you later.
Love you guys. Peace.
And then you wake up, and then one time you just don't wake up, but you think it is a joke, but it's not because you actually die. And they think that you were joking because you used to joke about this all the time. And now they can't wake you up.
And then they start crying because it is sad.
Man, death is crazy. What the heck? I just started thinking about it.
Don't think about it too
much. We're going to consciously experience the afterlife after we die. That's what we believe. That's crazy.
Anytime I start thinking about it, it makes me feel sick to my stomach. Yeah. I know it's going to be good, but it's like, I can't even.
I haven't really thought about it a lot in a long time.
Oh. Imagine how sick it would make you if you did not believe in a greater meaning and you were just like, it's just like it goes black, like you're asleep.
I die.
Yeah, and you're just done forever.
Even worse.
You just do some crazy things because life would have no meaning. So you'd be like, who cares?
I gotta care about everything myself. Now. Nothing happens when I die. That's just do it all what I want.
Yeah, but that's then it just, yeah. Even people that don't believe in anything are like, they
still don't want
to
die.
Yeah, anyone that doesn't believe anything that has tried just like being nihilistic or like just like living for the next pleasure, even them are like, that doesn't have any meaning. I have to, then they're like, the purpose of life is to be nice to people and to give good energy and receive good energy.
Manifest your
dreams. Yeah, even they know that like just pleasure seeking is vapious, but they don't like.
But it's gonna feel good for a moment. That's what it's all about, feeling good in the moment.
Yeah, death is crazy.
I was reading about different
different ways to die.
There's like different religions or different
there are, yeah,
theologies of like one of them being like if you just seek after like, oh, whatever pleases me, whatever I want to do, and then just keep moving on to the next thing. I don't remember the name of it.
Satanism.
But that's Satanism.
Is that what you worship yourself?
Yeah, self-worship or whatever.
But it's not directly like you're looking in the mirror like praising
yeah,
yourself.
I don't know how to differentiate between Satanism and like Satanism. I feel like Satanists, like if you ask a Satanist what they believe in, they don't like worship this devil of in the Bible. Like they are just like they believe in like just whatever you want to do. It's like, yeah.
Sometimes.
Like worldly pleasures. But then there's sometimes there's actual Satanists where they're like, no, I believe that the devil in the Bible is real and I worship him.
And I'm on
like, all right, I don't even understand.
That's weird. Yeah. That's even weirder.
Obviously, that's like, it has to be attention seeker. There's no way you can read the Bible and be like,
I believe this
guy's the good guy.
I want to be on the bad guy's side.
Yeah. Insane. Gosh. Oh, you know what I've been seeing a lot on my store, on my Instagram lately? And on YouTube and stuff is the Black Hebrew Israelites. Have you heard of the Black Hebrew Israelites?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're list. I mean, basically the KKK, but the inverse.
Yeah.
They believe that the dark-skinned people, Black people, Native American people, Mexican people, are the direct descendants of the Israelites, that the tribes of Judah or the tribes of like Isaac's sons.
Oh, interesting.
The Ishmael's tribes of Isaac. Yeah.
Abraham.
Isaac. Isaac. Like the 12 tribes of Israel,
yeah, mm-hmm.
they believe that are like 12 different ethnicities. Like the tribe of Judah is Black Americans. All these different tribes have like different
interesting
dark-skinned people groups that are descendants of them. And they believe that they are saved because of their ethnicity. Like it's the KKK and like white people can't be saved because they are sons of Satan, essentially. Like they're rejected by God. And like it's a actual religious group. I keep getting like like the church
they keep inviting me.
They have
meetings.
They have a church in Shreveport and a church in Dallas, and I keep getting their videos on my Instagram Explore page of them like street preaching and evangelizing and stuff and like talking to people on the streets. Yeah. It's crazy.
Do
it's
they
a
think
real
there's anything that will, like anybody can do, or it's like it's just if you're already chosen.
Don't no, it's engage? It's like they believe in. I engage in a.
They engage in a lot of mischief, don't they?
They're super. The ones that I've seen are like super knowledgeable about the Bible, and like
interesting.
They like quote crazy scripture and like know what they're talking. I mean, they take it all out of context, like very clearly. Hmm. But they know all these verses, at least the ones that support what they're talking about. They can kind of take out of it's a BHI, Black Hebrew Israelites. It's pretty wild, dude. They take donations. Wow. Black Hebrew Israelites are a new religious movement claiming that African Americans are descendants of the ancient Israelites. Subgroups believe that Native and Latin Americans are descendants of the Israelites as well. Black Hebrew Israelites combine the elements of their teachings from a wide range of sources to varying degrees. Black Hebrew Israelites incorporate certain aspects of the religious beliefs and practices of both Christianity and Judaism. They believe in a lot of Old Testament theologies, like you're saved not by your relationship with Christ, but like by your lineage, like you're a child of the flesh of the tribe of Israel, not a child of the promise, as stated in Romans by Paul.
It's literally impossible to
everything
except the New Testament, if you still accept,
yeah,
if you still like practice the old covenant, but believe part of the new covenant,
yeah,
that's not.
It's very egregious. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
The door's open, so I don't know what she's crying about.
What do you want? What a freak!
Oh my goodness.
What?
We have so many three wise men questions and I'm falling asleep.
Oh, Gavin, don't fall asleep. We're having so much fun talking about such a wide range of topics.
You love it.
You love it, Gavin. We haven't even talked about college football, you guys. And we're not not going to because
we won't.
Many listener requests. Not very many.
Yeah. Well, and we were just hanging out with wives / fiance last or a couple nights ago. Like what did you like about the episode? What did you dislike? And they all like, it was just so good. It was funny. You guys, and then you start talking about college football and they
zone out.
Hated it. So sorry that everybody hates us.
Yeah, sorry you guys hate what we're passionate about.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it's not entertaining, really.
Yeah, you know what? That's true.
It is, because we know what we're talking about, though.
I did have a thought, though, that we could start another podcast.
Perfect.
Every fall, where we just talk about college football.
The Ball Boys, we'll call it.
Yeah.
Fall Ball, we'll call it.
Fall Ball. Fall Ball Boys.
Yeah, perfect.
FBB.
So, you guys, we know ball. Elite ball knowledge for all three of us.
I just don't know enough ball to where I could.
Nah, you can.
You're not Pat McAfee.
Like, we'd have to, fly out the Hazens or something, get them on here.
They know ball?
Yeah. Oh, they know ball.
Oh, they love ball. Gosh.
Big ball. Big ball, guys.
Big ball. Yeah.
Yeah, they love it. Gosh. That would be fun.
I don't know much about NFL.
Sort of ball cast.
Admittedly. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know a good amount about college football.
They have to all be college.
Game of football. But as far as like NFL, I don't know if I'm well. But
as far as the Gas Boys podcast, I mean, it has no place on here. We apologize for our lapse in judgment of recent months.
Some of you love
it. It's so hard to not talk about it.
I know.
When our favorite team is the best team this year.
My gosh, what is happening? Somebody throw the cat out the door. Oh, you put her on the balcony? Can you put her on this in the pan?
She's sitting in the corner and just...
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Just shut the door.
Oh, is that where her food usually is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's probably hungry.
She's not hungry. She needs to learn.
She does not need
to
eat food.
She hasn't pooped in the new litter.
Thank God.
Where's her food at?
I don't know. I think Haley put it up on the shelf
does
in the pantry.
Food?
Like, isn't her feeder up on the shelf?
Oh, yeah.
But... Give her like a couple pinches or something. I don't want her squirting all over the place.
Give her a scoop.
Don't just let her have free access. She's going to be...
She'll have to make herself throw
gonna
up.
Gonna be morbidly obese.
She was feeding. For
gonna
it.
Have to call her. Yeah.
She loved it. Oh, I showed Mariah Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
For the first time, she'd never seen it.
Wow.
She thought it was so funny.
Well, yeah, it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
It's a wonderful film.
Movie. Great movie. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, guys, seriously.
Comment what the kids want for Christmas. Comment what you want for Christmas, your family traditions. We could do a fun Christmas episode where we
do Christmas stuff.
Do Christmas stuff. Have listeners call in.
We could go Christmas caroling and make an episode out of it.
Yes.
Talk in between doors, and then once we get up to the door, we sing them a song.
Yeah. That's fun.
That could be hilarious. Or we could do a live episode from a Christmas tree farm.
Or a Christmas parade.
Or from the float on a Christmas parade. We could do a Gas Boys podcast float. That would be so sick.
That would be so
record a live episode. That would be fun.
Be loud.
Thanks for the ideas, everybody.
You guys.
Wow, what do you want for Christmas, Parker? Do you have any ideas?
No, I'm always so bad about...
Yeah.
I'm always so bad. I just don't get anything for Christmas.
Bad boy.
I'm bad about giving specific items.
Me too. I always think about stuff throughout the year and then forget it by the time Christmas comes around. And then right after Christmas, I'm like, why did
I... Like, what? Oh, I should have asked for
such an idiot.
So stupid. So I don't get any gifts.
Yeah.
Wanted some pouches for Christmas.
Oh, big pouch guy.
Well, I just wanted them in general.
Send me some pouches that you want.
Gavin is...
They're expensive.
Pretending that he's not a kangaroo.
Gavin, try not to be a kangaroo challenge.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Damn it.
Gavin's trying to find out if we're kangaroos. He's suspicious.
I think just a
new pouch.
You guys want pouches for Christmas? I do.
Maybe a nice Joey?
Yeah. What do you guys think about that? I think that, my dad told me what he was going to get me. He's going to give me a Traeger, like, smoker grill.
Oh, wow.
But he called my apartment complex. They allow no, like,
smokers,
like, real fire grills, like, no open flames. So it'd have to be electric. What? So stupid.
No, it's just pellets. It's not wood.
It's just pellets. Pellets can't catch
stuff on
fire.
It's a controlled flame.
Yeah, it's literally in a box. It can't get out.
Yeah, that would have been such a good gift.
Your neighbors straight up had a dang fireplace, a fire pit going on their patio the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had 100% seen that.
Roasting marshmallows.
Yeah. Careful. Oh,
they're better than you, I guess.
Yeah, what? They have the Parkside Premium or whatever.
I don't know what's going on with my throat these days.
What?
Just bubbles.
Oh.
In it. Yeah, they were roasting marshmallows last time.
That's kind of
awesome.
Fun.
It was nice family. Two kids. They're just...
Watched them for hours.
I just stared them down as I was walking by.
Yeah.
They kept looking over and like giving me weird looks, but I just smile at them really big.
They couldn't see me. I was.
My gosh. I'm going to slap
a couple hundred yards away.
No animal abuse. We hate.
Yeah, seriously. Do not abuse your animals.
They are precious gifts from the Lord.
It's a joke. It's a comedy podcast.
Comedy.
Yeah, jeez. Sorry, liberals.
It's called dark humor.
Yeah, grow up.
Deal with it.
I might put her in one of those cupboards.
You ever spank her?
Fun.
I haven't spanked her yet.
It feels weird to spank a cat.
You spank cats regularly? Does it feel normal after a while?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't say it does.
I wouldn't say that.
I would say with cats, the spray bottle is a good technique. I've heard of that.
Yes, dude. We used to do that with Paisley.
And Paisley is very well behaved.
Very well behaved.
Great cat.
She's fine. She just meows. She's always talking. Always.
Oh, feed me.
She's just a yapper. Even if she has all of her needs met, she'll be walking around meowing.
You should get her.
You ever
like
shut a door? She starts meowing.
Yeah. Get her a little dojo or something to be in.
Oh, to train.
Always speaking Japanese.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
You're like, what's the Komodo or whatever? No, it's that lizard.
Oh, dude, a little Komodo would be awesome.
What is that called? Is that what it's called?
Kimono.
Kimono.
Oh,
Kimono.
I was thinking of the dragon.
Komodo dragon.
Yeah.
Also
a friend could be sick to play with.
Yeah. What is the hat that's like?
Rice hat. Rice field hat.
I don't know if that's.
That's true.
Is that true? Might be racist. Might be true. Rice field hat.
Name?
Oh.
Oh, that's what pops up.
Rice farmer.
Go down.
What's it called? Sedge hat.
A sedge hat.
Nobody's going to know sedge.
Yeah, rice hat, patty hat, or a cool hat. Psh, this is a dang cool hat.
It's a dang coolie hat.
You get her a rice hat.
This is just Chinese propaganda.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They're making stuff.
It's a cool hat.
Yeah,
for real. People just call it a cool hat. If anyone says cool hat, this is what they're talking about.
It's nice because you can tuck it up on your chin like that.
That's what it is. Cool hat.
Stay strapped.
So many different like nations have their own version of that hat, like a cowboy hat, sombrero. Yeah. It's like that design just keeps your shoulders from getting burned, I guess.
Yeah, good neck protection.
Yeah.
What do you think is the best?
Sombrero.
Well, cowboy hat. I mean, I'm biased.
Yeah
probably cowboy hat. Actually,
American.
I keep seeing this stuff. Europeans love to heckle. Not necessarily heckle Americans.
Soccer players.
But they wish, they're like, oh, your buildings suck. You build your houses out of cardboard. Because they're talking about drywall.
Yeah, we do.
They don't use drywall over there?
No, it's not very popular. They just use brick and
stone. You know what else isn't popular in Europe?
Freedom. Brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Freedom.
Accents.
Yeah, speaking British. Normal. That's not very popular over there.
You build your house is at a cardboard.
That's exactly what they sound like.
Anything that Europe says to us, just in one ear out the other. I don't care. I don't listen.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just bald eagles.
It's just Europe noises. Europe noises just in one ear out.
Bing, bing. All I hear is. Tay, tay, tay.
What?
Oh.
Tay, tay.
Don't say
freedom,
that, please.
Tax.
There you go.
Tax.
Yeah, there it is.
Taxes. But now we're taxed out the Waz right now.
Yeah, literally out the friggin' Waz. We literally came over here from Britannia or whatever just so that we could get away from
the taxes.
Their brick buildings. Now we have drywall.
Yeah.
Suck it.
But they're all upset because they're like, oh, our buildings, you know, they can withstand, you know, whatever, anything. You can never remodel your house. Look at your dang bricks.
That's true. Good luck knocking that wall down.
Yeah. Every wall is load-bearing. Sorry.
Nice try.
I didn't even know that.
You just got construction roasted, Europe.
Open concept? I don't think so.
Yeah. Sectioned
off. We're going to use iron beams. Okay. How about we have materials over here? You have no material.
A plethora of resources.
Yeah. Oh, we have to build our homes out of a hillside.
Yeah,
we don't have to do that. We can build them wherever we want.
We have, nice walls that we can take down and like that. Doesn't matter.
Easy to repair. I can hang anything on this wall. What are you going to hang on a brick wall? How are you going to do it?
Yeah, get your jackhammer out. You want to put up a nice painting of your family.
Yeah, jeez. Oh, well, sorry, you don't have a family.
Wow. Gavin, you know what that's uncalled for?
Sorry.
Maybe there was an accident and you're just rubbing it in.
Yeah. Some at the cardboard plant because you had
that's probably why they're making
the money. I've never heard European people roasting the construction of our houses
before. No, where are you seeing? Is that because you're on
it's construction on Instagram?
Yeah, he's on construction Instagram.
I've been there for a long time.
And so.
And I was just kind of sick of hearing it, so I had to let all of you know.
Yeah. Mariah's on recipe Instagram.
Really? I've never been there.
Recipe.
That's cool. Haley's on. Let's see what Haley's on.
Motherhood?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's always baby videos.
Yeah.
Just one after the other, just stacking them up.
That's crazy.
I'm afraid that you're going to be the first gas daddy.
Whoa. Gas daddy. Welcome back to the Gas Daddies podcast.
Oh, my gosh. We have to change our names.
Once we're all dads. Gas dads. You can't be a gas boy and you're a father.
Yeah, come on. That's insane.
That's my son.
That is the definition of manhood.
Yeah.
Maybe we're the gas daddies.
Don't attack me, you freak.
Gas papas.
Oh, that's so cute.
The gas papas.
Do something crazy for the thumbnail.
Do something crazy.
Freak out. Freak out.
Get electrocuted.
Poop.
She winked.
Squeeze
her. She's like a go-gurt. You know, that's gross.
That would have been a good cat name.
That's go-gurt? Nasty.
Yeah.
That's cute. Squirt. Oh, dang it. Missed opportunity.
You should have done that on your first time being in this house.
Oh, shoot. She is squirting.
No, she's not.
I'm just kidding.
She is not.
Come here, squirt.
Dang, that's a good one.
Dang, that would have been sick. That's actually a sick name for a
Clementine's
cat.
Good. It's just a lot of syllables.
Yeah. They call her Clemmy.
Clementine.
Clem. Clemson.
Clam.
Claire.
C.
Big C. Yeah. What were we talking about? It was something funny.
We were insulting all of Europe to its face.
Yeah.
Good thing nobody listens over there.
That's not true.
No, that's not true. There's actually some. I don't know who they are, but they do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got a cool European listener, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I take back everything I said about
you. He was asking some lady advice.
It was all jokes.
Look how hilarious she is. Just sitting there in her little seat. She loves that seat. She's kind of tweaking.
She's like
licking
fur off herself.
I got so much of her fur on me.
I got to comb her. I got to brush her. She used to not have any kind of fur, and then I think over the couple weeks she's accumulated some, so I got to brush her out again.
Yeah, the brush we'd use on our cats,
awesome.
It felt like you were grinding their bones, how hard you would brush them, but they loved it.
I never brushed them that hard.
Down their spine, and you
grinding
just feel
the bones.
Oh, that's crazy.
They loved it, though.
Maybe she would love it, yeah.
I'm sure they do. I mean, wouldn't you love it if somebody scratched your head?
Her eyes kind of got some goopy goop in it, though.
That's always the nastiest.
She got allergies
on cats or dogs.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Cooper would get him a lot, her old dog.
Yeah.
I
never cleaned it either.
Too gross.
Yeah, I think Haley dealt with that when we first got her.
Removed her tear ducts.
Gosh, so silly. Everybody go get a cat.
Clementine.
And... Don't say it again. Someone did send us some pics, though.
What?
Of just animals.
Oh. I didn't see him.
He was in our DMs asking about some animal thing, and he's like, I've got some dogs and cats. It's so cool seeing that Christian got a cat or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
it's a cool story.
Send him over, and we'll have him on the episode.
Yeah, pet review.
And then he sent pictures of his pets.
Pull it up. Let's see.
I didn't even see that.
Let's see.
Probably
because
you opened it. I must have not.
Parker always opens our messages, and we never get to see them.
Whoa.
Ooh.
How many messages do we have?
Striker. Right. Sidetracked. Jeez.
It's because they're in general, and they don't pop up as notifications, so I'll have to go into...
Typical. Oh, is this it?
Yeah.
Dang, he's loaded with them. Right, let's see. First one. Oh, the classic.
That is a classic.
Nice
picture.
Cat.
Beautiful cat.
Well maintained. Oh, wait, yeah, dogs.
Look at the eyes.
Oh, that's sick.
That is sick.
Two different colors.
That's cool.
I thought it was a Dalmatian at first.
Haley's dream dog is a Dalmatian.
Really?
She wants one so bad.
Have you seen the movie? Such a good movie.
No, I didn't actually.
Rumor has it.
Yeah.
This is just in a river. That's funny.
It's a classic black dog.
Bro, imagine classic having 101 Dalmatians in your house.
Oh my gosh. How did that movie even make sense?
I don't know.
All from one litter?
That's insane.
I never watched it. It was too scary, I think.
Correct.
No, the cartoon one's good.
No, it was scary.
Pretty sure the cartoon is scary.
I watched it. It freaked me
out. Oh, no. That's not where the cats are, right? The
Siamese cats? No.
That's Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Bro, I hated that.
Even those old Disney movies when I was a kid, I didn't like.
Yeah, some of them are scary, bro.
And then this last one.
Classic. Oh, featuring the dogs.
Yeah, my response, I said dogs and cats in the last pick.
That's classic.
Classic, isn't it? Good stuff.
I love animals. They're great.
Great animals. Cotton candy smoothie. Gavin, are you going to get a cat?
No. No time.
Why do you always have dang demon videos on your...
Yeah, Parker,
Your Instagram is just always a bunch of dudes in the Middle East like finding a demon or something in a cave.
In a pit or something.
Freak.
Let's see.
Parker's on Hell Instagram.
Hell Instagram. Joey sent me this.
Oh, yeah. Did he show me that yesterday at UConn?
This is crazy. Watch this video real quick. Guys, Instagram segment. Watch this. This is how guys fight, name edition, part 5. Number 1, Aaron. Number 2, Jose. This is how Jose fights. A lot of frantic arm swinging, only going for the face. Boom, this is how Parker fights. Superman punch in the side, knee to the body,
elbow,
knee to the body,
elbow.
Knee to the face, elbow to the face, elbow to the face, knee to the body, elbow to the face, elbow face. Caden.
Classic Caden roast. Guys, shout out if your name's Caden.
Shout out Caden. He sucks. Weak. A lot of weak face slaps.
He's slapping. Jason.
Jason doesn't want to fight.
He's breaking down.
He's a lover, not a fighter. This is the crazy part, though.
Gavin.
They had both of our names. In the same video.
Gavin's getting beat up.
Gavin just gets trashed.
Why'd they do that to me?
Not if I'm around, though. If Parker and Gavin are in the same fight,
I'm
taking him down.
Yeah.
It was crazy, though. Wasn't that crazy, Christian?
That's crazy.
Parker and Gavin in the same video.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
One video, randomly on the internet.
That's crazy.
Parker and Gavin are brothers.
If Christian was in there, I would think that somebody DM'd him.
I would have thought this guy's a guest.
Would have slipped my lid.
That's incredible. Wow.
This is the latest episode in a while. I feel good.
Yeah.
Really?
I like it. Well, I don't have to work tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice. I wouldn't have to work tomorrow.
You do have to work tomorrow?
I do have to work tomorrow. I got to finish up a bathroom.
Dang.
Shout out Isaac.
Your phone's got a low battery.
Isaac listens to the podcast now. I was telling him about it yesterday.
Isaac? Oh, yeah. Thanks, Isaac. I talked to Isaac today.
Different Isaac.
From Kansas City.
What are you talking about?
The one that works at Econ.
Oh, cool.
Let's see what Three Wise Men has to say.
Yeah, we're going to go through three questions for you guys to wrap up the episode. Those ones right there.
Giddy, 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 giddy.
First one is, when should Christmas festivities start?
Great question.
I always go with the classic day after Thanksgiving.
Big Black Friday guy.
Yeah, come on. Big Black Friday.
Start Christmas, get a cat.
Yeah, consumerism, start buying some presents for everybody.
Yes.
You get good deals, get a tree, get your Christmas decorations up.
Except I don't see one.
Yeah, I got to get on that. I'm going to get one tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Festivities-wise, yeah. I'd say you can start decorating after Halloween because it's nice to have stuff up for a while.
After Halloween?
After Halloween?
Yeah, bro. Like mid-November. Yeah, mid-November before Thanksgiving, you can...
Gavin's a freak about Christmas.
You can start doing stuff.
Bit of a fruitcake.
Yeah. Then you can get, then you can have all your decorations up while you're doing puzzles and watching Hallmark movies.
Get light your Christmas tree scented candles and wear your fuzzy warm socks.
Oh,
fuzzy
pajamas.
Put on lotion and stuff.
Then you can oil up. I love oiling up and watching Christmas movies.
It makes me feel so cozy.
What should I do when my favorite podcast thinks I'm a pervert?
By the way, guys, I think Christmas festivities should start on December 1st. That's just me, though.
Okay, but that's he made his wife. His wife made him say that.
Mariah's a Christmas hater.
I was a big. What's happening to your phone? Low battery.
It's low power.
Oh, we got. Yeah, we're good.
20%.
No, I've always been a post Thanksgiving guy.
Yeah,
but she's like, I really like December 1st. I'm like, that's great. Let's do it.
Yeah,
don't care really.
Yeah, much. I like to have discipline in that area because if you start expanding it beyond, then where it becomes it less of an impact.
Also,
it actually makes
you could have summer. A great 1 month or a pretty good 2 months.
That makes a lot of sense. Actually, both of you have always been pretty into discipline.
Yeah. I'm gonna discipline Gavin.
We always discipline Gavin at the end of episodes when he says dumb comments like that. One spanking per syllable. How many was that? I can't even count.
Just gonna start swinging until I get tired.
Yeah. You need to oil up your buns after that. You're going to be rock. You need to rehydrate those bad boys.
Oh, my goodness.
Next question.
Onward. What should I do when my favorite podcast thinks I'm a pervert? That one's from Pervert Josh.
Shout out Pervert Josh. Everybody loves Pervert Josh.
What are you going to do?
Everybody's favorite pervert. Not really.
Not really, guys. He's not a pervert. He's actually a minor. So if anything, we're the perverts.
Actually, gosh. I don't know if he is. Is he a minor?
I don't know.
I'm
not sure. That well. But yeah, we love Josh.
He kind of brought that upon himself.
You did that to yourself.
Self-proclaimed pervert, actually.
Nobody knows the lore of Pervert Josh. He sent a message and he was like, oh, I accidentally liked one of these Instagram pictures. It was just a stalking gone wrong. I'm not a pervert. Like that's exactly what a pervert would say.
Yeah. We didn't think you were, but now we do.
But you know what?
You kind of fits. Mm-hmm. And then accidentally said Pervert Josh on the podcast, forgot to edit it out.
Yeah, now it's just stuck like that.
But Josh, here's a little just a little tidbit for you. When guys start calling you a pervert and you're their friend, but you're not actually a pervert, this means you're friends.
Yeah, it's endearing.
Come on.
If you really were and we were calling it to you, it's like
we're calling you out
because you are, and it's like, you got to stop. But when guys, I mean,
it's a term of endearment.
Really? Guys just do that.
Yeah, come on.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You can't stop us.
Thanks, Josh. Yeah, it's our beloved listener.
I bet you
wish
you could, pervert. Just kidding.
What are you going to do, spank us?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to keep putting, no, it's not for kids.
Yeah, you know what?
That might be appropriate.
Just the last 10 minutes.
Guess what is after dark?
Let loose. Yeah. We'll be hanging out, Mariah and I, and it's getting late, and I'll just start rattling off things I shouldn't be saying. I'm just like, okay, let's go to bed. You're done.
Saying swear words.
Yeah.
Just kidding, you guys. We will never say swear words on the podcast.
No, we have not.
That's a Gas Boys promise.
That's pretty good. Like, what? This many episodes?
Not one swear word?
Not one swear word?
Yeah, come on.
No, but I mean, it's like, it's not like we live our lives swearing constantly.
Yeah, it's
not
like it requires some crazy discipline. Yeah,
we just don't swear.
Yeah.
But for like a lot of, I mean, there's probably not very many comedy podcasts out there. That don't swear, and where it's us.
That's true.
We're one of them.
Everyone give us our flowers, seriously.
Here, how about this? Next episode, we'll just be like,
we're going to
so high energy and like crazy and act weird, but no cussing.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll just see how crazy and weird we can get without cussing. Because I think usually crazy weird means...
I think not cussing is crazy weird, Gavin.
Yeah.
In this world that we live in.
Wow, Parker.
Ain't that the truth?
Wow.
You're right. I freaking hate society, dude. I don't even consider myself a part of society.
I stink and hate darn cussing.
Yeah, for real.
It's stinky.
Oh, wise men. Who will play in the Super Bowl? I actually got this right last year when a listener asked this. I said the Chiefs are going to win, and I hate that it's the case. And it was the case.
I hate that it was.
But Chiefs aren't going to win this year. Lions are going to win this year.
I'm seeing I'm feeling like we got the Bills in there. I don't think Chiefs are even making it. The Bills look good.
Bills look good.
They look great. And they beat the Chiefs already.
This might be the Eagles' year as well.
Yeah, the Eagles actually. I kind of been sleeping on them, but they're good.
The Eagles have looked good.
Maybe the Lions and the Bills, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. That's a dream scenario for me, and I think that's probably realistic. A
dream scenario would be like Chargers.
Yeah, Chargers and Broncos.
Chargers are good.
Not going to happen.
They're both AFC West.
Yeah, I know. You said dream scenario, you freak.
Yeah, weird dreams, unrealistic dreams.
Crazy dreams.
Your dreams do not align with the conferences of the NFL.
Yeah. Get yourself together.
But yeah, hey, Bills, Lions are going to win 21-17. You can take that to the bank.
I'd rather the Bills win in that scenario.
Than the Lions?
Yeah. I like Josh Allen a lot.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Have the Bills won and...
What are you talking about? You'd rather the Bills win than the Lions? The Lions haven't won in 100 years, dude.
I don't think the Bills have won either.
The Bills are like the most decorated franchise in NFL history.
No, they are not.
They were so good like 10 years ago.
No, you're thinking Bill Belichick.
You're thinking of the Patriots. Oh. I was thinking of the Colorado Buffaloes. Super Bowls. They have a bajill.
Oh, Based no. Buffalo.
They have none?
Wikipedia still can't be sold.
No. I don't know. They might.
Oh,
only...
go down. No, scroll down. Don't click on anything. Go down. Look at the ad right there. Or maybe it's below the Buffalo Bills. Scroll down.
Oh my gosh, Kevin.
Right there. The uniforms.
Yeah.
Do you remember having magnets that looked like that where you could pick out the uniforms for the Ducks?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my gosh. Different pants.
And you talked socks. About Oregon football. We don't do that on the podcast.
Oh.
Anymore.
Sorry. No. Broke the rule.
That wasn't football though.
More discipline after the podcast. How many Super Bowls have the Bills won? Perfect. Right there.
They have not won the Super Bowl.
You know what? All right. They are one of 12 teams that have never won a Super Bowl. Cardinals, Falcons, Panthers, Bengals, Browns, Lions, Texans, Jaguars, Chargers, Vikings, and Titans have never won a Super Bowl. How is that possible? You know, in college, it's been like 75 years since a team that's never won a championship has won.
Yeah.
And Oregon might be the first one in like 100 years.
Yeah.
Which would be sick. But we're not talking about
that.
We're
not going to talk about that.
Yeah, we're not even going to talk. I'm not even thinking about it.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode.
We're going to be so crazy and wild next week, but so appropriate as well.
You guys, it's going to be so appropriate. You're not even going to be able to.
We're going to appropriate your pants off.
Yeah. For real.
Oh. Your socks off.
Let me give you an NFL Super Bowl dream scenario really fast before we leave. Lions, who are the most liked team in the NFL. That's statistically true. They did a poll. The most liked team in the NFL versus the Chiefs, the most hated team in the NFL. It's looking like it might end up that way, and that would be hilarious.
That would be pretty sick.
That would be fun.
That would be...
That's supposed to be a good time.
Yeah. Although Chiefs kind of look fraudulent. But you guys, seriously, we're not talking about football.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone hates it.
Gavin, what do you want everyone to do?
What, this week?
Yeah.
Let's see. Go home, look in your refrigerator.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
grab some orange juice.
He's going off script.
Go sit down.
Oh.
And then like and subscribe on Instagram, YouTube. And I think that's it.
Can't subscribe on YouTube. Not everyone has orange juice. Not everyone says it has a house, actually.
You can't subscribe on YouTube.
You can't. Not everyone can subscribe. That's only on YouTube, I'm saying. Oh. Like, go like and subscribe on Instagram and YouTube.
Go
that's
follow
what,
on
that's
Instagram.
What he said.
Like
his words.
All our stuff on Instagram. Every single post. I mean, from bottom to top, watch all the reels.
Yeah.
Share them with all your friends. If you don't,
shout it
you
from
hate
the
gas
rooftops.
Boys.
And everybody's disengaged by now.
Yeah.
Once you start the outro, everyone's tuned out.
Oh my gosh. But I'm so interesting.
Guys, like
what
and subscribe.
Said-
hit that subscribe button, hit the notification bell. Follow us on Instagram, no, like all of our stuff. Put a controversial comment that'll get people talking in the comments.
Yeah, get it going.
Say something, you know,
say
controversial.
Something crazy that doesn't even make sense.
Compliment the thumbnails I worked so hard on doing. Guys, yeah. I started working hard on those. So
Parker really
me
wants to be
job.
Creative with his career.
Please tell me I'm doing a good job.
And he wants this to be his career. So make this go
Everyone go
wild.
Praise Parker.
I'm
the
only one. I'm going to make a solo podcast to get rid of these guys. Just me. So comment if that's what you want to see.
Yeah, guys, seriously.
Do it.
Next year. All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Peace.